We now have some more cheering stories from the evening news. The first snow fell in Norfolk this week, and for a short time the region turned into a frosty winter wonderland. The city's Travelodge hotels have reported on some strange items that guests have left behind, including wedding vows and Andy Warhol art. We reported recently on a seal being seen in the city centre. Now there's been a sighting of an otter fishing in the river by the Norwich University of the Arts. Norwich's ability to fight climate change may soon be supported by more electric car charging points in the city. And Norwich City continue to perform well. In the past 2 weeks, they've knocked out Coventry City out of the FA Cup and beaten Cardiff City in Cardiff in their latest championship game. Norwich City remains at the top of the championship, and we will bring you a report written after their win in Cardiff. It certainly broke up the routine of the last few weeks in lockdown. The first snow of 2021 fell across Norfolk and Waveney on Saturday, with the Met Office officially recording 4 centimetres of snow, but estimating that it could have been closer to 8 in some areas. Mid and West Norfolk saw the deepest covering, though few areas escaped without even a dusting. Much of the snow remained throughout the day, starting to turn into slush in the evening. Sections of the roads, including the A148 and the A1065 at Fakenham and the A1122 at Downham Market, were impassable early in the morning. Though lockdown rules meant people were unable to venture out for a day trip or meet up with loved ones, it provided plenty of opportunity for snowman building in the garden. For families with youngsters who have been cooped up inside, it was a welcome opportunity to enjoy a walk close to home. But it did prompt a warning from police, who said drivers who were stopped or involved in crashes without a reasonable excuse to be out would risk fines. By midday, police had said they had called to 18 crashes. On Saturday, Superintendent Chris Harvey said, under current lockdown rules, there is a requirement to stay at home and only leave for a reasonable excuse. The severe weather we're experiencing today does make road conditions more treacherous, meaning drivers need to take extra care when travelling.
Everyone knows that feeling of leaving something behind in a hotel room. It often doesn't matter how many checks of the room you make and how many times you go through a mental list of all your possessions. It will always be long after you check out when you realise that you've left something behind and exactly where it is. Often there will be everyday items, a pair of socks or maybe even your wallet. But staff at Norwich's 3 Travelodge hotels have found some rather more unique items left behind in the last year. Some will have held its significant monetary or sentimental value, such as the Andy Warhol original print, or the bottle containing sand from a Normandy beach left behind in one hotel in the fine city. A 40-year-old teddy bear called Paddy would also have meant a lot to its owner, while staff at one Norwich hotel discovered that someone had left their wedding vows in their room. Other bizarre items discovered in Norwich Travelodge hotels in 2020 include a family of gnomes, a fresh flower arch, a Harrods Christmas jumper, a confidential sales pitch, a box of personalised face masks, and a garden sculpture made from jars of Coleman's mustard. Shakila Ahmed of Travelodge said the firm's hotels across the country had seen an increase in items being left behind by medical staff after staying open for key workers during lockdown. With millions of customers annually staying at our 563 UCO hotels, we do get a range of interesting items left behind. This year's audit for our 3 Norwich hotels included a 40-year-old teddy bear called Paddy, wedding vows, an original Andy Warhol print, and a family of gnomes. We've seen a rise in items being left behind by medical professionals. This included a stethoscope, scrubs, Crocs, and a nurse's personal diary documenting their experience of working through the pandemic, plus lots of personalised face masks. When it comes to why so many of our customers forget their treasured items, it's basically due to us all being time poor, juggling multiple tasks, and being in a hurry to get from A to B. In a rush, possessions are easily forgotten.
A Norfolk YouTuber has captured the incredible moment an otter swam up the River Wensum and caught a fish. Liam Smith captured the majestic creature swimming right in the heart of the city by Norwich University of the Arts. The footage shows the otter sitting on a little island on the River Wensum before swimming upstream and catching a fish. Mr. Smith said it was the closest encounter to an otter that he has had in a city centre environment. He said, "I've been quite lucky to see lots of amazing and interesting wildlife in and around Norwich, but it's always extra special to see an otter. I've never had such a great encounter, and as it was in the centre of the city and I managed to catch it on film, I get to share this awe-inspiring experience with lots of other people. In the turbulent times ahead, it'll be more important than ever before for people to be connected with local nature and wildlife, and luckily, Norwich is rich in both."
The East's electricity network operator is joining up with local authorities for a pilot project aiming to extend electric vehicle EV provision in Norwich. UK Power Networks said that it is working with Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council to address EV black spots in the city. As part of the Charge Collective scheme, areas that are yet to install enough charging points will be identified so plans can be put in place to extend provision in a bid to entice more people into switching to an EV. The utility firm is also working with authorities in Cambridge and London on similar projects. As transport accounts for 28% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the UK, these schemes form part of the government's pledge to reduce carbon emissions in the UK to net zero by 2050. The project is going to help us discover how we can support our communities to get more charge points in areas that need them at the lowest cost to consumers, ensuring that nobody is left behind. It comes after a planning application was submitted by EV charging firm Ionity, seeking permission to install 6 new high-powered charging points at Thickthorn Services, where the A47 and A11 meet. In a statement, Ionity said that proposed charging points would be more accessible and offer the faster speed of charging than the closest equivalent, Little Melton.
This has gone way beyond character and fighting spirit. Norwich City's single-minded pursuit of the Premier League is seemingly an obsession. No championship rival, no level of injuries, not even, sadly, a growing number of positive coronavirus cases appears capable of halting the inexorable march back to the top flight. There is almost maniacal focus to how Daniel Farke and his team continue to move forward and through rather than over obstacles placed in their path. Be it the historical trend that suggested before a ball was even kicked this season, relegated Premier League teams find it incredibly tough to bounce back immediately. Or the absence of key players like Tim Krul and Timo Pukki at Cardiff, who one felt would be critical to the success or failure of this mission. Or even the current worrying situation, which forces them to confront the dangers of a pandemic on human health, and the psychological torment on a tight-knit group. One only had to listen to Farke explain how some of his players were still awaiting the outcome of test results hours before the trip to Wales to know, firstly and far more importantly, what that meant for them and their families, and then potentially for Farke's Cardiff planning to realise these are unprecedented times. The city chief expects to be missing more players due to positive tests for maybe the next 8 to 10 weeks. yet what unfolded against at Cardiff in terms of quality and bloody-minded doggedness suggests they will cope. Not just cope, but flourish. Swansea remain in their slipstream, and for any who watch the smooth Swans at Carrow Road, that must come as no huge surprise. But the rest of the chasing pack look in danger of receding into the distance if Norwich maintain their frenetic pace setting for a few more weeks. The record numbers scarcely tell the story. It is how City have raced to 50 points and who has helped them achieve that which makes it a compelling tale. Should this path end in a swift return to the Premier League come May, the volume of personal chapters to digest will be vast. Jacob Sorensen's transformation from a stopgap emergency measure at left back that night at Brentford to a man who, even when he returns to his more favoured central midfield station, will indelibly be remembered, perhaps for his prolonged shift in defence. There is the way Ollie Skip has blossomed from a raw, albeit highly rated, Tottenham asset to a rapidly maturing influence on City's midfield. The experience and vocal presence of Ben Gibson alongside a Grant Handley who cuts such a dominant figure now, his fitness issues look behind him. It is the consistency of Emi Buendia, the underrated class of Max Arons, Pukki back in the goals, Todd Cantwell back in the groove, and in the last 2 weeks, the composure of Daniel Bardon. It will be those stories and many more, but above all, it will be about the collective, for that is what has propelled Norwich to such a position of strength. When Farker and sporting director Stuart Webber arrived in 2017, they talked in ephemeral terms of growing a culture, a philosophy, a set of core values to nourish and then guide the football club. You can see that in the bricks and mortar of how Coney was transformed, or the astute work in the transfer market to repair the damage from previous regimes and insulate the club now from the unforeseen loss of matchday revenue. But in a much narrower sense, you can see the philosophy on the pitch in how Norwich rise and keep rising in the face of adversity.